Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to worship at the altar of music and comedy. The giddiness and the harmony of a well-crafted comedy song brings great joy in abundance. Join the tinkling talents of David Thames and me, Phil Nickel. Sit back, turn it up, and enjoy Songs in the Key of Laugh.
Yes! Woo-hoo! Songs in the Key of Laugh with me, Phil Nickel.
And me, David Thames.
And it's our final episode of the series.
It is.
Or is it?
That's the question, Philip.
I know. So this is our 10th episode. Thank you for listening. Those of you who are regular listeners, thank you for coming back. Those of you who have donated to Patreon and Ko-fi, thank you for doing that. You're all wonderful and we love your support. It's been a great year for our great series. It's been a great year for us doing this.
It has. I mean, Phil, we started this podcast mainly because you laughed at me for falling over.
You fell over in the mud during the lockdown. Yes, David. I thought it was the funniest thing I'd seen in a while. I thought, I need to do a podcast with this guy. And realized that we both write songs and we both write comedy songs. And so we decided to, do a show called Songs in the Key of Laugh.
And, here we are.
And here we are. So thanks for joining us, everyone. On the show, as normal, we have our comedy song contest, which we're actually going to do a breakdown, a rundown of all the contest entries, or not all the entries, but all the entries that made it onto the show that are now in the finals for the comedy song of the year. Whatever that means.
Comedy song of the year. Yeah, that's what it gets.
Songs of the Key of Laugh, comedy song of the year.
Yeah.
Why not? It's the comedy song of the year. We're also going to be playing the Quickfire Parody Round for the last time this series. It might be the last time ever because I don't think it ever really worked as a
Do you really think that that we're going to end it after this series?
What, the Quickfire Parody Game?
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening and you go to our Patreon site, we have all the guests that we interviewed all through this year also play the Quickfire Parody Game. But we realized it was actually so tricky and difficult to play that it doesn't always work. But if you want to hear those are extra, become one of our patrons and you can listen to some of your favorite musical comedians playing the Quickfire Parody Game.
And, I mean, you can hear me get it so wrong several times. But there are a couple where I think I do quite well. It's been a growing experience, this podcast, Phil. I've learnt lots.
Stand by bees. And obviously, there's no interview this week. But we do have a special Christmas edition coming out just before Christmas, where we will announce the winner of the comedy song contest, comedy song of the year.
Competition. Song of the year.
It's not a competition.
Thing.
It's a contest.
It's a competition.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a competition, and there is prize money, isn't there, Phil?
There is. Well, I believe the prize money was £200 for the song of the year,
and there were a couple of runners up.
£50 for the two runners up.
Yeah.
Let's get to that now, then.
Shall we? Now, Phil, to say that I was, humble would be an understatement. The fact that we started this podcast was a really, really cool thing. Getting to work with you has been amazing. Mm. But the phenomenal response from our listeners sending in their comedy songs has been an absolute highlight of this year. And I feel that this podcast is the one where we should pay our respects to those songs that have been sent through.
Okay, you mean just do a roundup of all the songs that have
been
sent
through? That's what I mean, yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to cast our minds back all those many months back.
Yes, to episode 3.
To episode 3, because we were asking for your submissions the first couple of episodes. And episode 3, we played 2 songs.
Yes.
This is the first one.
Oh, no. My mum's my biggest fan. I'm a second-born son. I've got 8 first cousins and I've only slept with one. We got drunk at a party, thought we might have some fun. I've got 7 other cousins, extra DNA with one. My cousin's once my auntie. Now I call my auntie mum. I've got 7 other cousins and we don't tell everyone. She didn't have to change her name. Our kids are fucking dumb. I've got 8 other cousins and only Labrador with one.
That was Martin Zerfass, and that was his song, 8 First Cousins.
8 First
Now,
Cousins.
That was actually technically the very first entry to the entire competition, very first submission.
We were very excited when that came through.
It was, I mean, it's short, it's silly, it's quite well-produced. I like his quirky voice, and it's just a mad, it's kind of like an offbeat, mad subject. And so thank you, Martin.
Thank you, and keep that family going.
Our second one that came in on, I think we played it on the same episode, was by a guy called Eddie Hurst, and this is Robot Knee.
Robot Knee, Robot Knee, it shoots out lasers and it brews coffee. Robot Knee, Robot Knee. Part of you is made of cybernetic technology, so don't hide, be true to me. Show us your robot knee.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is. It's one of my favourites that we had through. I'm not allowed to say that, obviously, but I am going to say that about every single one of them, so it's okay.
I think this one is certainly in the running for the winner, but the thing I liked about this song is that Eddie's written this great storyline. It's not just like this one simple gag about a guy with a robot knee, but it actually goes somewhere, and you meet another character who's got a human knee. Anyway, if you want to listen to the whole song, because we can't play the entire everyone's entire song, go back to episode 3, check out Eddie Hurst's Robot Knee, and have a good laugh. I just think it's a really brilliantly conceived rock comedy song.
The next one that we've got, Phil, this was on the next episode. This one, me and my partner sing this quite often.
Right.
It's called Osteopath.
Ah.
Osteopath.
It's honestly so good. And now my partner's pregnant, so she needs to quite often go to the osteopath, Phil. And every time she does, we now sing Osteopath.
What I really love about that song, and that's by Ed MacArthur, Osteopath, is that it's so beautifully produced, but also it's not a punchline comedy, like, you know, rhyming couplet punchline comedy song, and it's not an obvious juxtaposition gag comedy song. It's just something, he's just picked a word, he's just summarized something, and it's just the beauty of it that holds it up.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that his vocal performance in it as well is pretty fantastic as well. Yeah. Do go back. So that was the first song in the Rialina episode.
Yeah, the episode.
So that was episode 4. Yeah. So do go back and have a listen to that.
Yeah, I've written quite a few comedy songs, and mine are all tend to be a little filthy, a bit bawdy, a bit scatological. In fact, I did one on Jerry Sadovitz. Do you know Jerry Sadovitz?
Who's this?
He Jerry Sadovitz is a Scottish magician comedian, and he was in that video Ebenezer Good. He's Ebenezer Good. You might be a little young for that.
Okay.
He wears a top hat. He's got really curly hair. He's filthy. And he had a TV show on Channel 5 called The Geriatric Show, which was The Geriatric Show. And he would do magic tricks. But he also did really filthy sketches with Bib and Bob, his comedy partner. And I was doing the warm-ups for the show. And to warm up his audience, who are quite filthy and bawdy, I would sing this song called Emotionally Challenged Girl. And he loved it so much. He actually came up to me. He used to come up to me before each show and put his hand on my shoulder and say, "Remember, Phil, if they laugh at you, loathe them for it." And I could never really figure out what he meant other than don't give a shit. So I used to do the song called Emotion Challenge Girl. Jerry saw it and said, "Let's get on the show." I recorded it live in front of the audience to be on the show. And when I watched the episode, it hadn't made the cut. The song is so questionable that it was edited out of a Jerry Sadovitz show.
Phil, one of my favourite things that I've done this year is been able to meet some of the wonderful people that you know so well in the form of our interviews.
Yeah, we have had some pretty fun interviews on Songs in the Key of Laugh, going all the way back to our first episode with the amazing Nick Helm, who I was really blown away by how candid and intimate he was. And what a lovely, friendly, big bear of a man. But then we had Ria Lino, we had Rob Rouse doing Neil Young. That was pretty good.
That was special. Yeah.
Tim Minchin.
Tim.
Yeah, you're in love
Tim,
with Tim.
I am a little bit. He was very, very kind, and he invited us to see his show as well.
Yeah, he did. Well, I got to see him at the Apollo and meet him backstage. Tim, it was an absolute diamond. And then we've also had the Midnight Beast and, you know, Kirsty Newton, who's one of my best friends. I mean, if you go back, if you haven't listened to the whole series, go back and listen to the whole series. There's some really fun interviews. There's some really great stuff. If you want to hear these guests playing the Quickfire parody game as well, then also join us on Patreon and we get some bonus material and some bonus interview stuff there as well.
I do have to say, I think one of my highlights as well, and I know this was it was last week's pod, was having a jam with Rich Hall in his shed.
Yeah.
And so we were having a little jam, and it was very nice because Phil recorded a little bit of it of me playing with him, but then kind of left us to it a bit as well. It was just a bit special. I thought it was quite a special thing. It was really nice.
What have you learned, David, though? What have you learned about comedy songs? What have you learned? This is the part where we tell our listeners what you've learned. What have you learned?
Well, I've learned many things, Phil.
Have you?
Yes, I've learned the difference between a pastiche and a parody.
We never got to the bottom of that.
No. I've learned that there are a lot of talented musicians out there, and that that I needed to listen to Bo Burnham more.
China for a piece of popcorn, and all the people around you start to laugh. But you mean much more to me, emotionally challenged girl. One, two, three, and then you start to pee and drink your urine from a paper cup. Those kids are not your friends, emotionally challenged girl. Now you might think that it's sweet. Oh, I forgot how it goes. That was the song that I played on the Jerry Sadovitz show. It's called Emotionally Challenged Girl, written by Greg Neal and I from Cork.
It's really, really pretty as well,
so
Phil.
Pretty. And it got axed off the Jerry Sadovitz show.
Okay, so we're going to carry on with our song contest competition roundup.
The contest. You said contest.
I know I said contest that time. No, you don't win.
I do win.
It's not a contest.
It is a contest.
It's a competition. So
and this is the roundup.
This is indeed of the competition. So this next one, it was the second song on the Ria Lino episode. This is Billionaires Are Going to Space.
Billionaires are going to Spain.
One, two.
Those billionaires are going to space.
Billionaires are going to space.
They took their opportunity to make a profit. Then rather
blood and help the world. They help themselves to get right off it.
Blast off!
Again, this is another one where I thought Ashley Freeze is the artist, and he's just, it's really well produced. Obviously, it's a Bowie pastiche.
Bowie pastiche. Yeah, absolutely.
We know the difference, right? But he's done it really, really well. And it's a song, obviously, talking about Richard Branson and all that, and very topical. And I just thought it was really, really funny, really well conceived comedy song. So well done, Ashley.
Phil. Sorry, my favourite thing about that song is quite obviously the Bowie impression.
Well, of course, because you do an amazing Bowie impression.
Bowie in space. I do, yeah.
Can you play something?
Well, yes. Oh, I could... there's a barman. Do you remember that one?
No.
No? That was part of our quickfire. Shame. Okay, well, there we go. That was my Bowie impression. What have we got next, Phil?
Well, our next entry, which was on episode 5, was this amazing character called Matt Lewis. He sent us like 10 songs, and they're sort of mostly sit in the parody area with crazy lyrics. But he sent this one, what I thought was really appropriate. It was topical at the time, and it was called Hancock Stop Masturbating.
If you're really fucking sick and fed up with the politics, you met me at the perfect time. I don't care, I have my say, Hancock, you have had your day, so I went and wrote this rhyme. Boris even said, you have made your bed, use it at your fucking job. I'm not gonna listen to your words of repetition, you're a liar and a two-faced knob. You've lost it, you evil prick. You're cheating ways, they make me sick. No more lies.
Yeah, I mean, I love this. I don't know if it's everyone's flavor, but if you go to YouTube, check out Matisse, Mattisse. He's mad. I love him.
He's much more than just these songs. Put him across as he's a full character. Dresses up in he's got full makeup. It's a real wonderful character. So go check it out.
And that song's got like over 25,000 hits. He's got another new one called Boris Lying Fucker. Anyway, check out Matt Lewis.
Got a phone call yesterday from my phone service provider. They said, Mr. Hurst, can we help you out in any way? I said, ain't seen my dad in 18 years. Last time saw my mum, she's in floods of tears. I need guidance. Can you tell me what to do? I was thinking more your contract, sir. Do you need a new handset? The latest iPhone.
And that's a little bit more it's Eddie Hurst. Eddie Hurst gets 2 songs.
Yeah, wait a minute, Phil. This is a competition. How come he gets two?
It's a contest. Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you for why. Because I made a little mistake. I made a little mistake, and it's really should only be one. We're only really accepting. You can submit as many as you like, but we only really can choose one. It's not fair to have one guy with 2 songs in.
No, it's not.
But in the case of Eddie Hurst, we have one guy with 2 songs
in. And I really like both of them.
They're really good songs. And it's our contest. So
competition.
Yeah.
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 Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, Phil, I was doing the my singing for the brain sessions with the Alzheimer's Society earlier, and I told them that I was going to be digging a big hole this weekend, and then they all just erupted into song, and I'd never heard this song before, but it's very funny, and I thought I'd play it for you. There was I, digging this hole in the ground, big and sore around it was, and there was I, digging it deep. It was flat and the bottom and the sides were steep. When along comes this bloke in a bowler, which he lifted and scratched his head. He looked down the hole, the poor demented soul, and he said, "Do you mind if I make a suggestion? Don't dig there, dig it elsewhere. You're digging it around and it ought to be square. The shape of it's wrong and it's much too long, and you can't put a hole where a hole don't belong. I ask you, what's a fucking liberty?" I nearly bashed him right in the bowler just then. Well, there was I, stood in me hole, shoveling earth for all that I was worth, and I was. There was him, standing up there, so grand and official with his nose in the air. So I gave him a look sort of sideways, and I leaned on my shovel and sighed. So I lit up me fag, and while I took a drag, I replied, "I just couldn't bear to dig it elsewhere. I'm digging it round cause I don't want it square. And if you disagree, then it don't bother me, cause that's the place that the hole's gonna be." Well, there we were, discussing this hole in the ground. So big and sore around it was, it's not there now. The ground's all flat, and beneath it is a bloke in the bowler hat. And that's that.
Wow. Like, what era is that? It's like a war?
It's
later.
It's a bit later than Music Hall, but it's a nice song. That's what I'm going to be doing this coming weekend, actually, Phil. I'm going to be digging a hole, which is kind of what you did on that TV show. And then they didn't play your song.
We're going to get given a song we know and have to change it up and make it so hysterical that you win the cup. This game is really easy. Just follow all the rules. The rules are really simple. You're not allowed to lose.
Right. It's the very last time we play this game, hopefully. It's the quickfire parody game. And what happens is I give David the name of an artist and title of a song, and he does a quickfire parody of it to show you how incredibly difficult it is to actually make a comedy song, even though it should be as simple as changing a word.
Well, actually, Phil, you're going to go first this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And okay. I heard you playing something, and it was very pretty earlier. So I'm going to ask you to do. "People Get Ready" by the Impressions.
The Impressions,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do that? So quickfire parody.
Actually, I learned that song because of the House Martins doing amazing. The House Martins doing amazing. I think it's an a cappella version of that. People Get Ready. People Get Ready.
So just a quickfire parody. You've just been given the song, and you're just going to roll with it. We see what you do. Okay.
People are ready, but no trains are coming. There ain't trains from Houston or King's Cross. All you need is a car to hear the engine humming. You ain't going nowhere, cause the trains in this country suck. All aboard. Oh, I'll get on board. And the Southwest trains, you owe me 400 quid. I hate your guts, cause your service sucks. All you need is a car to get you where you're going. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. All aboard.
It's very good.
It's just a nice song.
It's a beautiful song.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board. It's great. I love
it. Oh, very pretty, Phil.
Quick fire parody game.
Okay, I'll say that wasn't an easy one for me, but I do like that song a lot. I'm going to give you, since it's the last one, I decided to give you, it's from a musical, from The Sound of Music. It's Edelweiss by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Oh, lovely.
Hammerstein. Catch that dish.
It's Hammerstein. Okay, Edelweiss.
The quick fire parody game.
Okay.
Come on.
Piece of ice. Piece of ice. You are lovely for crunching. You are wet and very cold. You make my orange juice scrumptious. La 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 la.
Hard and cold.
Piece of ice. Piece of ice. Keep my drinks cold forever.
That's not quite Stand By Bees, but it's close.
It's pretty close.
Do you write comedy songs?
Ever dream of being the next Tim Minchin?
Or being Tim Minchin?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Why not enter our Songs in the Key of Laugh comedy song competition and maybe appear on our podcast?
With Tim Minchin.
That's better.
The Songs in the Key of Laugh comedy song competition. Enter today. Visit songsinthekeyoflaugh.com for details. And that, of course, is for next year, for 2022, for the second series of Songs in the Key of Laugh with Phil Nickel and David Timms.
That's me.
That's him. So get your competition songs in, your submissions in. Send them to...
songsinthekeyoflaugh@gmail.com.
Right. And enter the contest. And there's another £200 prize money, another £50 per runner-up. The winners of this year's 2021, or this first series, are going to be announced on our Christmas episode. We have a very, very, very special super secret guest.
Very, very,
a very
super
secret guest, yeah, for our Christmas edition of Songs in the Key of Laugh. We're very excited, and we'll be announcing the comedy contest winner.
Competition winner.
So back to the comedy song contest
competition
roundup. It's a contest roundup. So we just finished with Eddie Hearst, The Phone Call, which was, I think, the sixth entry that we chose. Well, it was like we've had many submissions, but that was the sixth entry in the finalists. The seventh, which was on episode 7, was by a duo called Masters of the Scene. This is Phil and Roxanne, and this was their song called Dad Bod, which I liked very much.
I love your dad bod, baby. Come sweat over me. Let me sink into your love and then you'd be a belly. I love your dad bod, baby. And all of your curves. I'm motorboat your mouth.
Now, Phil, I am quite a fan of that song.
Yes.
Yes, I'm about to become a father. Yes. And therefore, I yes.
Your body goes from being hot, young, sex kitten man to dad bod. Just because your partner's having
a
baby.
Yeah, I'd only just got myself to beach ready, and now look at me.
But dad bod's actually a compliment. I got heckled coming off stage because I sometimes take my top off at the end of the gig, and this young girl yelled out, dad bod! And I got really offended. I was like, I do not have a dad bod. Then she came up after me. She was like, I'm really sorry, Phil. I meant it as a compliment, you know, cause it's something you say, like, dad bod's kind of in right now. And I was like, I don't know about that.
I really like the song, though. Great vocal performance as
great,
well.
Yeah, well, actually, Roxanne, like, yeah, that's an amazing, you have an amazing voice. And the production of it's really great. In fact, I'm listening back to all these songs. I think they're all really good. If you go back to episode 7, you can hear Masters of the Scene and the whole Dad Bod song. But if you want to go to our website, songsthekeyoflaugh.com, James Hingley, our producer, is going to put all the songs, all the entries up online so you can hear not just the ones that made it onto the series, but all the songs that were submitted in total. And there are some really good songs that we didn't get to play on our show. One of the ones I really liked, though, which was in episode 8, was by a group called Canadians in Space. Choose them just because they're Canadians, and I didn't choose them because I like space, but the song is called Only Next Door.
While you're away, I look after your home. It's really no trouble, as I'm only next door. I'll put out your bins and I'll jet wash your drive. Keep an eye on your greenhouse, close your curtains at night.
My phone's been on flight mode, I've just got your text. You've no need to worry, it's fine. It's incredibly kind, but you don't have a key, and my mother will see things arise.
I've had a word with your mother, and I told her I'd help. It's really no trouble, as I'm only next door. It was hard to convince her, but I now have your key. She didn't look well, and so I phoned her GP.
Is my mother all right? Do you still have my key? There's no need to go into my house.
Okay, but to really do that song justice,
yeah,
you have to listen to the whole entire thing.
Go back to episode 8.
Yeah, it's really, really good. The story behind it is fantastic. I used to house sit for all of my 20s, so it's very relatable. My stories don't go quite as far as this one. But yeah.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. I couldn't even say that. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
But if you want to hear that song, again, visit our website and it'll be on there. It's the Canadians in Space and Only Next Door.
Nature has a deep connection that we humans have lost long ago. There exists an ancient wisdom that only the animals know. A horse frolics in the pasture, the morning still sparkles with dew. Would you join me if I asked you to dine at my table for two? I sneak up behind you and I tickle your ears. You love when I show that I care. And then I tell you a story while you munch on my hand about this wonderful world that we share.
Phil, this song killed me.
It's Horse Friend by Mark Johnson. I mean, that's 9 great entries into the Songs in the Key of Laugh Comedy Song Contest. And we've got, this is the last episode, the 10th episode, and we've got one more song. And this is a brand new entry. If you've been listening to the podcast, you'll be happy to get to this point. This is our brand new entry.
I'm delighted that things worked out for you. You've really had some luck. But just lately, I'm really struggling to keep smiling like I give a fuck. I'm thrilled that you had babies and did it all without help from a nanny. But I'm warning you now, I'm going to need stronger drugs to hear again what it's done to your fanny. Oh, well done you, you did it. And no one can take that from you. Oh, I'm delighted for you. Oh, you lost 23 pounds with no diet. You don't have to straighten your hair. Your Victoria Sponge has won some awards. I've tried it, it's lighter than hair. Oh, everyone thinks that you're funny. You can light up the room with those boobs. Oh, I'm delighted for you. So I've heard you've been nominated for Woman of the Year. You'll probably win. No, these are happy tears. I'm back living at home with my parents, drinking gin, passing out on the loo. But I'm delighted for you.
Oh, Phil, that's the final finalist,
yeah,
in our competition. That was Delighted by Teresa Livingston.
Teresa Livingston. And she's from Belfast, a Northern Irish woman. So that's our comedy song competition
Contest. We switched.
Oh no, I screwed it up.
That is all 10 of the entries. So
yes.
In our Christmas episode,
yes,
we are going to be revealing who has won the prize money.
Yeah. And we also have an amazing interview. We do an amazing. We see amazing a lot.
We do.
We have a fascinating interview with a super, super special secret guest. We can't tell you who it is, but you're going to have to listen to our Christmas
special.
Special.
Special. Special. So, Phil, that's it.
That's it.
For this
end of the first series. End of the first series. David, that's David Timms. My name is Phil Nichol. The podcast is called Songs in the Key of Laugh. Thank you for supporting us, guys.
Thank you so much for listening. It's meant so much.
Go to our website, songsofthekeyoflaugh.com, if you want to see or hear more of the songs. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, or if you want to send in a submission to the song contest, it's songsofthekeyoflaugh@gmail.com. If you want to support us, it's patreon.com or coffee.com. And we'll see you back in January. But don't forget, we've got our secret Christmas episode.
It's very secret, but bonus, it's going to be fantastic.
Our bonus Christmas episode where we announce the winners to the song contest.
My goodness, I'm so excited. Oh, we're also going to be doing some Christmas quickfire, which is my favorite thing. You know how nobody knows the lyrics to Christmas songs,
yeah,
Phil? Yeah, that's literally what our quickfire is going to be based on. Yeah. I cannot
simply
wait.
Simply having a complete nervous breakdown.
And if you want to hear that, we'll see you at Christmas time. Bye, guys.
Bye. And if you want to see David and I perform live together, why not come and join us at the Comedy Store London for the Cray Cray Cabaret, second Wednesday of every month.
I'm David.
I'm Phil.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.